Let's turn now to what's happening here in Lansing at Michigan State University. In fact, today, misdemeanor ordinance violation charges have been filed against a few people that demonstrated during the Milo Yiannopoulos speaking event back in December 7th. This, along with some of those people, were actually arrested outside Michigan State University's Board of Trustees meeting. Seth Kalis is with us. He's an MSU alum who's the head of the Lansing chapter of the group By Any Means Necessary. Seth, great to have you on WILS.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And you're actually one of those that you were charged because of that during that Milo event, right?
Yes, I've had charges pending since December, so we're going through the court process right now.
Okay, and what were you charged with exactly?
I was charged with misdemeanor, unlawful assembly.
Okay, and what's your reaction to being charged that way?
Oh, I mean, I think it's absolutely ridiculous. That's why we mobilized to the Board of Trustees meeting today. I don't think that there is any excuse for hosting the hate speech of Milo Yiannopoulos at MSU. And we saw when he was there the day before the Sparty statue was vandalized with a bunch of Islamophobic flyers. So you can see that even just the threat of him coming to campus the next day was already emboldening your Islamophobic and far-right elements on campus. So to then be told that I'm in the wrong for protesting and trying to keep the campus safe is absolutely ridiculous.
Okay. Now, was he invited by a student group, though, was he not?
Yeah, it was, I believe, Young Americans for Liberty. Uh-huh. Or maybe an offshoot of that, but yes, he was invited by a student group. So
what about having you know the freedom to invite and hear the viewpoints of anybody on campus? What about that?
I do see where people have that concern, but I think when you look at Yiannopoulos' career, the danger that he poses to campuses is very real, and it's more than just coming and saying mean things. At the University of Milwaukee, I believe it was, he outed a trans student, which put her in danger. At the University of West Virginia, he organized a social media campaign against a professor that was trying to organize a speaking engagement himself. That was an alternative to Milo Yiannopoulos to try to prevent any kind of violence on that campus. So even when people try to kind of subvert him and not make him a story, he will go after them. So he presents a very real danger to campus. If you read the transcript of his MSU speech, in it he calls, or he said, I believe the direct quote is, my preference would be to nuke Mecca. That's not a political standpoint. That's not something that should be covered at all, because that is just simply hate speech. There's no other way to describe it.
So what were you doing during his speech? I mean, did he actually give his speech at MSU?
Yeah.
Now, what were you physically doing that you got arrested for?
So before his speech, as people said to line up outside the door, myself and our estimate is that about 100 people were there blocking the front door and trying to get the event shut down.
Okay. And the police told you to move and you would not?
Yes. And it was a totally peaceful protest. There was not any violence from either side. Mm-hmm. The people who wanted to get in were kind of just waiting to see what the police would do, as were we. And then the police came out of the building and started arresting whoever was closest to try to kind of break it up, and that's how I got arrested and later charged.
Ingham County Prosecutor's Office, they're the one charging you. How influential do you think the university was in having that happen?
I think that there's no doubt that that was on the behalf of the university. The university police essentially put on the event, not only breaking up the protest, but then kicking tickets at the door. And I don't think MSU is proud of it. I think that they are trying to invalidate this counter-protest by keeping charges against people who tried to shut it down, because they wouldn't even let in the state news, let alone the Lansing State Journal or City Pulse. The only people with access to it were Breitbart. So they tried to keep it very hush-hush and on the down low. So I think that it's a very purposeful thing on their part to try to turn the attention to the counter-protesters who were trying to protect the trans Muslim women and any marginalized group on campus that is threatened by this right-wing populist movement that Yiannopoulos stirs up.
Do you think, though, it's counterproductive to give him this much attention? Do you think it might be better just to let him do a speech and leave?
You know, I've heard that argument before, and I think that there is... So for example, as I said, the day before the protest, the statue was vandalized with the Islamophobic flyers, or in West Virginia, the professor who tried to do just that and create a sort of diversion for students to go to, was then attacked by him. So I don't think that ignoring him and not giving him attention prevents him from stirring up this hatred amongst his followers and the people that go to see him speak. I think that allowing that kind of hate speech on campus is dangerous. So I don't think it would be productive to just ignore him and pretend it's not happening, because it is, and people have told me that they have felt increasingly unsafe since it since that event on campus.
You want President Luana Simon fired, right? How likely do you think that'll happen?
We weren't so sure before today, but we see today that the four people that were arrested, their charges were authorized this morning, and we had signed up in advance because that's the rule for speaking at the Board of Trustees meeting. So it's very clear to us that today we were targeted by the MSU administration. It very transparent and, quite frankly, disgusting attempt to shut down dissent on campus. So I think between that and then when you're looking at the various sexual assault cases or the band director now who's had inappropriate conduct with his students and just given like a week off for that, you can see that MSU has not learned its lesson and is actively creating an unsafe environment. I think that it's possible to push for this.
You went to MSU yourself. You really believe there's some kind of a culture that tolerates sexual assault and harassment?
I absolutely think there is. I don't think you can put it any other way. When you look at the case with Mr. Nasser that went on for over a decade, there were people in the gymnastics.
That's the current
team. They were telling people not to press charges. There is a culture there of this. I mean, you can't say that there isn't a culture of sexual assault on campus when they're being investigated by federal authorities for it, when they are being marked out as one of the worst in the country for it. And then a year later, you have the Nasser thing, and then you have your band director, with inappropriate text to students. So I don't think that you can. It starts at the administrative level. They don't take it seriously until there is a culture of violence, sexual or otherwise, on the campus.
It's Seth Kalis, MSU alum, and he's the head of the Lansing chapter of the group By Any Means Necessary, which protested today at the board meeting, the MSU Board of Trustees meeting. Seth, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Yep, thanks for having me.